Blog Talk Radio.
I really like her accent. The recorded voice that says Blog Talk Radio, that's a fun accent, isn't it? You can hear more interesting accents at the Ren Fair in Folsom next weekend. I am going because I have planned my fun. I have planned to make it happen. And I'm going with the Guild of St. Ambrose. They are an acting guild, and they are a really fun group of people, I got to tell you. I took my son with me, and we carpooled with a couple of them yesterday into Sacramento to talk about what they're going to be doing at the Renaissance Fair in Folsom next weekend, and I will be there with them. So I'm hoping that all the rest of you will also be there. This will probably be a rather short show today, but before I go, I would really absolutely love to give away a massage or a massage gift certificate to the first caller in. And I will also give away two or three second prizes, depending on how quickly people call in. And these prizes will be available through Thursday of this week. Friday's show will not be airing this week because I will be running away to Folsom on Friday. Let's see, what else is going on around here? So if you want to win a gift certificate for a massage or win a massage, you can schedule it with me and mention this radio show when you schedule between now and Thursday. Also giving, for the second prize, second prize is half off of a package of three massages, and there are three of those second prizes available, and you may have the gift certificates to show that you won the prizes of the package of three massages. Or I can simply schedule them for you by phone and make a little note in my calendar that they were your one gift certificates. So you can be a winner on the air today. I'll announce your name on the air when you call in and win a massage or a massage gift certificate or half off of a package of three. The usual value of a package of three is $150. And you will get half off of that, which will be $75. But you know what? I will make it $50 just for today. If you call in today and you win second prize for being second, third, or fourth caller in, you will get a $50 package of three. And that's pretty exciting because normally I charge $50 for one. So you'll be getting, that's sort of like getting two massages for free. I can't do that because that's better than first prize. You know, we'll make that the first prize. I'll give away two of those and two second prizes of one free massage. And that'll make everything come out right. Then first place will be really first place, and second place will be really second place. And things won't be so confused anymore, we hope. So give a call in. The number is 347-677-1860. That number never changes. It's 347-677-1860. I'm Sue Hirsch, your Joyful Wellness Guru. I like to contribute to your health and wellness by giving you massage. And if you'd like, I can make that psychically assisted massage. I can throw in a little bit of life coaching or health coaching, because that's what I do. That's what I do in real life when I'm not going around with an acting guild called the St. Ambrose Acting Group. And they are a lot of fun. They were at Much Ado About Sebastopol just a couple weeks ago, which is where I met up with them. And they are very warm and welcoming people, I must tell you. They taught me an awful lot about how things were done in days of the Renaissance era, and I saw somebody spinning, and I saw somebody sewing, and I saw somebody playing a game of Mancala. And yes, Mancala was actually really played in England back in the olden days, because somehow it came over with the trade ships from Africa. And this is how we learned many different things. We traded not only goods, but also information and games and stories and songs and dances. And this is how the whole world is really our home and an enormous melting pot. We call America the Great Melting Pot. But really, it's the whole world that's a great melting pot, because trade and travel didn't start yesterday. They're not a new thing. We began trading way back when. Polynesians were trading from island to island in their dugout canoes, and we sent our explorers like Columbus overseas to trade spices, and there was that big mistake, and we became North America rather than the West Indies or whatever we really were. Or he called us the Indies because he saw people that he called Indians. And so, yeah, we weren't always right, and we were a little arrogant, and we were a little confused. But we got here, and when we got here, we brought over our spices and our dances, and we watched other peoples from the lands where we landed doing their dances and eating their foods and tasting their spices. And we took all that knowledge and different interesting spices back home with us. And that's how things like that, things and ideas, really migrated around the world. So it's hard to say who really came up with an idea or an invention or a certain way of cooking, because things really blend together after a while, and it doesn't take long for things to really blend together. So I guess my point is that we really are a worldwide community, and it would be kind of arrogant to say, well, we came up with this or we came up with that, or we were the first ones to do this or that, because the more we say that, the more we go back and realize, no, we didn't. We weren't the first to figure that out. We actually every once in a while find that we weren't the first ones to do this or that or the other, or we weren't the first ones to come up with this, that, or the other. You look back in history and people invented what they needed, or they came up with ways to do things that they really needed to do to survive. It was cavemen who, chipped away rocks and drew on rock walls in order to tell their stories about what went on, and they managed to survive by doing the hunter-gatherer thing, and they managed to work together to kill large animals and be able to eat, and so they eventually they realized that cooking the large animals was a really great way to preserve it, and they had to figure out how to make fire. Okay, well, maybe their first fire came from a lightning strike, or maybe they maybe some sunlight lanced through some water, some standing water somewhere. Maybe they left some water standing somewhere, and it focused the light from the sun into a little bundle of leaves, and aha, they saw smoke. Well, what was that? Well, they put their hand near it and realized, hey, that's hot. Ooh, wouldn't that be neat if we could do this every time and get fire? And so eventually they harnessed that, and they learned how to do it. So we're not the first ones that came up with fire. Fire was a discovery of many eons ago. And it's not just fire. There were things like dyes for fabrics that came from plants. People started to notice long, long ago that they were eating berries. Oops, they dropped some berries on their garment and the garment stained red or whatever color the berry was. And then they decided, well, if I can do this with berries, I wonder what other foods do this. And so they started rubbing walnuts on their clothes and that sort of thing. And walnuts do make a dye. I haven't seen it before, so I don't know what color the dye is, but you can make a sort of a clothing dye out of some part of the walnut. And I don't know how that's done. If you know how that's done, please go ahead and give a call in and let me know what ideas you have on what I'm talking about, or contradict me. I don't mind being contradicted if you have some real facts to back it up, please. So, yeah, we've come a long way since we learned how to make fire and the wheel. A lot of times the things that we're coming up with because we need them, just like other people before us came up with things that they really needed. Way back a long time ago, times, I suppose, were a little bit simpler, and they didn't need cell phones and the internet and TVs, because they stuck to ways of entertaining themselves. They were a little more independent and self-contained, maybe, and they took time to socialize over their work. They would get together and spin together, and they would weave together, because that's what they needed. They needed clothes, and they had to make them themselves, because there were no factories where clothes were made in by big machines, which have put people out of work anyway. So there's something to be said for the old ways of, you know, hand making and home making things. And I admire the people who have a skill that can bring that about. So there's a woman from the St. Ambrose Acting Group who's taken me under her wing, and she's teaching me to sew. And I know that my mom tried to teach me to sew many, many years ago, and it didn't happen because back then I was really too young to appreciate it. I found it to be a little bit boring, and I just simply didn't have the patience at the time. And now I'm realizing, well, you know, this could come in handy if I wanted to sew on a button or hem some pant cuffs. And it's not that I regret having not learned it before. It's that now I have a little more time and a little more patience and a little more appreciation of the art, and I see what goes into it because I see I'm taking the time to watch this woman from the St. Ambrose Acting Group as she stitches and sews things. She's sewing some patches for the Boy Scouts troop, and she sews her own costumes to wear with her acting guild to Renaissance fairs and Dickens fairs and Valhalla's and the Much Ado About Sebastopol. And it keeps her in touch with other fun people. And they each have a skill, and they each do a little bit of research into their character, and they sometimes develop a skill that their character would have had back in the Renaissance era. And they do a lot of research in order to accurately portray a household that truly existed back in the Renaissance days. And their household is called the Flood Household. It sounds like flood, like a deluge of water. It's actually spelled F-L-U-D-D, F-L-U-D-D. And this household was a knight's household. His name was Sir Thomas, and everybody in the household that's portraying a character right now, they are portraying a character that really lived and was really somehow connected to that household, or easily could have been, or is simply visiting the household. And it's all very interesting, and they're learning about court cases. We would call them court cases today, that actually happened, lawsuits that actually happened, and court cases that actually took place. And back in the Renaissance era, these were called sessions where Sir Thomas and some of the higher ranking members of the household would listen to grievances and judge them, and try to judge them fairly and decide who was telling the truth or who was not. And the interesting difference was you were guilty until you proved yourself innocent. And today that's not true. Today here in America, you are innocent until somebody can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are guilty. And I know it doesn't seem like that's what happens in practice, but that is the intent and that is the letter of the law. You are innocent until you are proven guilty, and the burden of proof is on the parties who are trying to prove that you are guilty. So that's an interesting difference. And I am still offering that free massage. No one has called in yet. Actually, it's a, let's see, first prize is half off of a package of three. Second prize is simply a free 1 hour of massage. There are three of those second prizes to go around. If you call any time between now and Thursday, you can listen to this show from the archives up until the end of Thursday and win these prizes, and schedule your massages. And I will take down your name and phone number when you call me at area code 707-762-3578. I'm giving out that number. That's my work number, 707-762-3578. If you want to call in to win today, you can call 347-677-1860, and I'll announce your name on the air, and it will all be very, very exciting. So give a call in within the next 2 or 3 minutes, because I'm going to let everyone go a little bit early so that we can all get ready to go to the Renaissance Fair together. Everybody come with me. I'll pack you all into my suitcase. You can come along. And so this Renaissance Fair is going to take place in Folsom, near Folsom Lake, over the weekend. I'm going up on Friday to meet up with the group rather early in the morning and help them set up their pavilion. And let's see, I'm taking my son with me. And I am hoping that lots and lots of my friends will approach me. I'll be in costume. I'm hoping you'll approach me and tell me you heard my show. If you the fair and tell me you heard my show, I will give you a free massage again. I'll give you a business card with a little mark on it, on the back of it, and that mark will remind me when you bring it back to me that you won a free massage just by coming up and introducing yourself and mentioning my radio show called, say it with me now, The Joyful Wellness Guru. I am your Joyful Wellness Guru, Sue Hirsch, and since no one has called in yet, I think I'll let you all go so that you can plan how you're going to make it out to Folsom to see me there next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay, so everybody have a wonderful rest of your week. Today is a beautiful Monday morning. You got several days now to plan a wonderful weekend next weekend. Hopefully that'll include joining me in Folsom. All right. This is Sue, your Joyful Wellness Guru, signing off.